السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i-Kiram, most respected brothers, and also our sisters who may be listening over the receivers. We have been discussing Surah Zilzal over the past 2 or 3 weeks. And I mentioned that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in this surah talks about the shaking up of the earth. On the day of Qiyamah, the shaking up of the earth that will take place, or towards the latter part of this world, for time. Allah Ta'ala will instruct the earth to shake to its maximum convulsion. We have discussed that, and we have also discussed the early part of this surah, that the earth will throw out its burden, gold, silver, uranium, silver, diamonds, all the wealth that is inside the earth, and also the human beings that have passed away or died. Everything will be taken out. And then this earth will also give its tidings. It will give its detailed tidings that so and so on my surface did this or did that, which time, which place, all the details. If Allah Ta'ala can give this small piece of flesh, the tongue, the power of speech, then why do we doubt when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that this power of speech will be transferred on that day of Qiyamah to the hands of the person, to the feet of the person, to the eyes of the person. When this power of speech will be transferred to the earth, then why do we have such doubts if we are believers in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? For what is the tongue except a piece of flesh? So that Allah Ta'ala who can in this world give qudrat and power to the tongue to speak, if it transfers that power of speech to the hands, to the feet, as believers we have absolutely no doubt about it. And as I've mentioned many times now, that in this time of technology, there is no person who does not understand this simple little message, because man himself has made such instruments which appear to be speaking to us. We have made everything speak. So Allah Ta'ala will give that power of speech to the tongue, to that power of speech to the earth, and it is going to bear testimony, it's going to give evidence. We have discussed that also to some extent, but we want to proceed a little further. يَوْمَئِذِ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. On that day Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I'm just giving you the meaning, a commentary of it, not the exact translation. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on that day will then order the groups to be sorted out, or Allah will sort out the groups. Some will be going towards paradise, some will be going towards hellfire. And that is when they will really see the rewards of their doings in this world. Whatever they have done here, they will be taken in different directions to be shown. In other words, to be given the rewards of their doings. If they have done good, then to be blessed. and if they have done evil, then to be punished. Of course, this punishment, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is in His hands. Besides those who have committed kufr and shirk, whomsoever Allah ta'ala wills, He will forgive. And there will be such forgiveness on that day that even shaitan at some stage will become hopeful of forgiveness, although he will not be forgiven. But yet Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness will be so much on that day. But in spite of those hadiths which tell us about the forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala being extensive, for which we must make plenty of shukr to Allah Ta'ala, and we must be hopeful also that we are included in that group who is entered into Jannat without any reckoning. But we know that man has been given a willpower, and the usul or the principle is this, that a person is rewarded when he does good and he is punished when he does evil. But on the basis of the forgiveness that will be given out to a large number of people, we cannot say that we can go on sinning because Allah Ta'ala is going to forgive. It is just like how the president, on his birthday, he releases thousands of people from prison. Now, does it mean that if it is one day before the birthday of the president, so the people of that country can say, well, last year on the birthday the president released so many thousand people from prison who had committed different kinds of crimes, so what does it matter if I commit a crime today because tomorrow is his birthday? Now, we will say that person is stupid and foolish, because he does not know whether again there is going to be that clemency, that forgiveness, and that release as was given the last time, or for whom it is going to be. So we are accountable for our actions and deeds. We do not say that somebody died for our sins. In fact, this philosophy of believing that someone died for the sins of mankind, it is the philosophy which is causing such an extensive amount of crime in the world. Because when the person believes that I am not accountable, whatever I do, it is definitely forgiven because somebody died for my sins. So then that person is not going to be concerned whether he commits rape or he commits adultery or he commits stealing or any other crime because someone died for his sins. We believe that Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and showed us the way. This is Sirat-e-Mustaqim. This is Haq. This is Batil. This is truth. This is falsehood. This is right. This is wrong. This is sin and this is sawab. So now if the person has got intelligence, then he must follow the Sirat-e-Mustaqim and he must obey Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he must believe what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said and what the Quran tells us in many, many places, that you are accountable for your actions and for your deeds. After that, that is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's prerogative, that how many people he wishes to forgive, provided the person has got iman. Now here again we say that a person committed shirk or he committed kufr for 10 years, 20 years, then why must he be punished in the fire of Jahannam forever and ever? And that believer, he committed or he had iman for 10 years, 20 years or 100 years of his life, so he should be put into paradise for 100 years. Why must he be kept there forever and ever? Even if he was punished in the fire of Jahannam for some sins of his, but then he will go into Jannat. So outwardly this does not seem to be justified, na'uzu billahi min zalim. But in reality it is more than just, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is His prerogative in the first place. But at the same time, if you have to ask a true believer, if you have to ask a true believer, that for how many years of your life do you intend remaining a Muslim and a believer in Allah Ta'ala? If somebody has to ask us that for how many years of your life do you intend remaining a believer in Allah Ta'ala, what would be our reply? Our reply would be, if I have to live on this earth for a billion years, I intend remaining a believer in Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for a billion years. And if I have to remain on the surface of this earth forever and ever, then I want to remain a believer forever and ever. And if you have to ask the person who is committing kufr and shirk, that for how long do you wish to remain in this state of kufr and shirk, then he will say, I want to remain forever and ever in kufr and shirk, and in whatever religion that I am following, I want to continue following. That is a different issue, that along the line somewhere then he gets hidayat, or he reads up some literature, or he comes into contact with some good Muslim and he changes and accepts Islam. But at that stage of kufr of his, it is his intention to remain forever and ever in that kufr. So the person who is going to Jannat, who is a believer, he is being given Jannat because of that niyat of his to remain a Muslim and a believer in Allah on the day of Qiyamah, on Jannah, Jahannam, on the Rasuls of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He wants to remain believing in all these things. He wants to remain a believer in Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as Khatamun Nabiyyin Rahmatul Lil Alameen forever and ever. So therefore he's being given Jannat forever and ever. In the same way that person is being punished forever and ever in the fire of hell. But Allah Ta'ala is very, very just and fair. Therefore those who are disbelievers, those who reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in reality they should be getting nothing in this world and the Akhirah. If a person is charged for high treason, then what they say is execute him. In most countries of the world, that is still the punishment for those who are committing high treason. So the person who is rejecting belief in Allah and his Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he is committing high treason. So what should be really done is that he should be given execution and remain forever and ever in Jahannam and be given nothing in this world or the Akhirat. We haven't heard of the government giving consideration to the fact that this person was a very generous person. He built many hospitals. He aided and helped many, many schools. And he helped in the establishment of creche, and he helped in the establishment of orphanage and this and that. So therefore, even if he is committing high treason, therefore we are not going to arrest him and we are going to let him carry on because he is doing a lot of charitable work. We haven't heard of that. So in reality, this person should be getting nothing. So it is more than justice that Allah Ta'ala gives them plentiful in this world. For the believer, if Allah Ta'ala wills, he gives them in this world too, but the major part of it, or in fact the real rewards are going to be in the Akhirat. But for those who have disbelieved, Allah Ta'ala gives them plentiful in this world if they are doing good deeds. Therefore you will notice that the majority of those who reject Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who do not believe in Islam and the teachings of Rasul-e-Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, those who are not believers in Allah and His Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, if they are charitable, if they are honest, if they are good in this world, they are doing good deeds, then for those deeds, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives them plentiful in this world, because there is no share for them in the Akhirat. So here this earth is going to throw out all its burden, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will transfer that power of speech to the earth also, that it is now going to speak and give testimony against this person. Now when we read these verses, it has no real impact on our hearts. Why? Because our hearts have become clouded with so much of materialism, so much of evil and filth, that the darkness has engulfed and covered our hearts. And as a result, we can listen to Quran Sharif ayat upon ayat. We listen to Hadith Sharif upon Hadith Sharif. We can listen to how many incidents of the Awliya-i-Kiram. But at the end of the day, we remain where we were. Hazrat Shah, Hazrat Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh, he said, my speeches, if I had given to the waters of the ocean, they would have dried up by now. My speeches on the Quran and Hadith, if I had given to the mountains, they would have blown up by now. My speeches, if I had given to the heavens and to the skies, they would have come collapsing on the earth, because I was reciting the verses of the Quran Sharif. And when he used to recite the Quran Sharif, those who have heard him and those who have listened to him, he has passed away, but he was a great mujahid. And when he used to recite the Quran Sharif, even the disbelievers used to stop and they used to listen to his recitation of the Quran Sharif. On one occasion when he was falsely accused and he was had to be present at the court, and the punishment would have been life imprisonment, because the British, he was completely against the British government's policies and he fought against the British government. At that time when false accusations were made, and he saw that it was those very people who were on his side, the hypocrites were everywhere and they are in all times and every place. Outwardly they give you the impression they are your friends. They give you the impression that they are very close to you. They give you the impression that we will give our life for you. But when the time comes, they are the one who go and spy, and they are the one who gets that pious person arrested, or those mujahid arrested and handed over. So therefore, this is carrying on from all times. So I'm talking about Hazrat Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Alayh. He used to start his speech at Isha time, and Fajr Azan used to take place. People shouldn't move. By the hundreds of thousands is to attend in India. And this is again not something that happened centuries ago, just 30, 40, 50 years ago. And the people used to just look at the watch and think whether its azan has really taken place of Fajr namaz. That was the effect that it had. It is to captivate. But he says that after the program has ended, then people seem to be just going back into their own styles and own way of life. And all the night long speech that I gave, it seems to have fallen on deaf ears or on blind hearts. And he says, those speeches, if I had given to the skies, it would have come collapsing onto the ground. If I gave to the waters of the ocean, it would have dried up. And if I gave to the mountains, they would have blown away. This was the effect, this was the impact that these hadiths used to have on the hearts of the people or in the past. And this is how the Quranic verses used to have an impact on the hearts of the people who used to listen to it. Now this Surah Zilzal, we listen to it so many times. What impact does it have on our heart? At the end of the day, do we say, right now I've made up my mind that I'm not going to commit evil because this earth is going to bear testimony. My hands, my feet and everything is going to bear testimony. Even an atom weight of good if I'm going to do, I'm going to see it. And an atom weight of evil if I'm going to do, I'm going to see it. So therefore I'm not going to displease my Allah Ta'ala. Does that come in our lives? So this is what Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali, one night the Imam recited Surah Zilzal in Isha Salat. After the Imam completed the Salat, the people got up and they left. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali was trapped so much in this recitation of Surah Zilzal because his mind was concentrated on the meaning of Surah Zilzal. So when it came to the last part of this verse, or the last part of this surah, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Whoever does an atom weight of good, he shall see it. And the person who does an atom weight of evil, he shall see it on the day of Qiyamah. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali just remained seated there. He caught his beard and whole night he just teared. Whole night he just continued tearing. And then he said, "Oh Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in this surah, that the person who does an atom weight of good, he shall see it. An atom weight of evil, he shall see it. Oh Allah, I have nothing else with me except this one amal which I did now. It is just an atom weight, O Allah. This amal of mine which I did now, that I remained whole night here holding my beard and tearing and concerned that what is going to happen on the day of judgment." He says, "This amal of mine, O Allah, it is an atom weight." Again, if it had been one of us, our pride and arrogance would have reached the heavens and the skies. A little bit of namaz, a little bit of zikr, a little bit of tilawat, a little bit of gush, and a little bit of talim, and a little bit of tabligh, a little bit of waaz, a little bit of nasihat, some hajj, some umrah, some ibadat, some staying awake for tahajjud, some performance of ishraq and chasht, and our arrogance goes higher than that of shaitan. And for them, the more ibadat they used to do, the more humility used to come into their hearts, the more humble they used to become, because they used to consider their ibadat not being sufficient. They used to say, "We are unable to do justice, O my beloved Allah." And we do a little and we are proud and we are arrogant. It does not mean that we must not do these things. We must do it and carry on doing it and increase it. But bring that ikhlas into the hearts. Because without that, we are not going to get anywhere. At the end of the day, sometimes some people will read plenty of namazes and go to Jahannam. They will read plenty of tasbih and go to Jahannam. They'll make plenty of ishraq, tahajjud and chash and go to Jahannam. They'll make umrah upon umrah and go to Jahannam. They'll make hajj upon hajj and go to Jahannam. Why? Because there was no ikhlas, there was no sincerity. How many hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam are there on sincerity? So what I am saying is that this Surah Zilzal, when Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi heard, this is what happened to him. The whole night passed by. And these type of incidents have been found in the lives of many people. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam whole night crying over one ayat. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu crying whole night over one ayat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu falling unconscious listening to an ayat. So many different people. So this Surah Zilzal, that is the impact that it had on the hearts of these people. So he said that whatever good, whether it is an atom weight of good or evil, you are going to see it. In the same way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has also got the book. The book of deeds will record everything. There is no question of the book of deeds not having a record of what we have done. Unless if the person makes sincere tawbah, then even the angels will forget what he did. As one young person, after listening to one of my bayans, he says, "Maulana, I did so much of wrong in my life, so much of wrong. Anything you can think of, I did. So much of adult fornication and drugs and women and so many things I did. How can I become a wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? It's impossible for me to become a wali of Allah ta'ala." I told him it is not impossible at all. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's mercy and forgiveness is for everyone. And for you to become a wali, it just requires 1 minute. So he looked in surprise and he says, 1 minute, how can a person become wali in 1 minute? I said, very, very simple. You make sincere tawbah from all the sins that you have committed in the past. That, "Ya Allah, I am ashamed. I used all the ni'mats that were given by you. My sight, my hearing, my speech, the strength in my body, which I used to commit that adultery or fornication. Where did that energy and with that strength come from? The food provided by you, the water sent by you, every ni'mat I used was given by you, and I used it for your disobedience. I am ashamed, O my beloved Allah, and therefore I am making tawbah from all the sins that I have committed." Then if it involves the sins where there are rights of others involved, then you repay to whomsoever whatever is due, or ask him for forgiveness. If it's namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, you start making qaza. In the same way, if there are other things of that nature, then you try to make amends. But all that will happen afterwards. But at this stage, when you made tawbah sincerely from all sins, you are already a wali of Allah Ta'ala. But now we have to see in which direction you are going after that tawbah. Now the person says, "I made sincere tawbah from all sins," but is making no effort to pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. The property which did not belong to him, which he took away, now he's making no effort to return that. In the same way, if he has missed his namazes and missed his fast, is making no effort to make qaza, then we will say he's not sincere about his tawbah. But if he sincerely makes tawbah, then I said, in 1 minute's time you are a wali. Now it will mean that how you conduct your life. Then again, accidentally you may commit some sin, but you make plenty of tawbah and istighfar over that, you'll remain wali of Allah Ta'ala. So this book of deeds again will record everything that this person has done. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Kahf, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَوَضِي الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ. Whatever has been recorded in that book, you will find them terrified, because now they will see everything there. How concerned we are that there must be no evidence against us. If there is some issue where the government is searching for some evidence, especially when it comes to receiver of revenue or the courts of law on some issue or the other, then we know what people try to do. That if there is any evidence, they want to destroy it. They say there must be no evidence left. But this book of deeds, there's no question of evidence being destroyed. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. The book of deeds will be placed before the person. Then they will say, "Ya waylatana, ma li hazal kitab?" What kind of book is this? Just as they will say with regards to the earth, that what has happened to this earth? Why is it shaking like this and throwing out all its burdens and reporting everything? In the same way, they will say, "What has happened to this book? What kind of a book is this?" La yughadiru saghiratan wala kabiratan illa ahsaha. Whether the deed was a minor deed or whether it was a major deed, that this book has recorded every deed. There is no question of anything going missing. There's no question of anybody being bribed to take the file away from the courts. It has recorded everything. And this recorder is not the kind of recorders that we have. Our computers, we say today computer is down, electricity failed, There is no question of electricity failing when the angels are recording. So he says, every deed, whether it is minor or major, has been recorded in this book. وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they will find before, placed before them, whatever they had done. All their actions will be before them. And Allah Ta'ala will not do any injustice to anyone on that day. So when we read this ayat, when we read these verses of the Quran Sharif, if it does not have an impact on our hearts, then it means that there is something seriously wrong with our iman. And we are very concerned when it comes to our physical bodies. Somebody must just look at our face and say, you don't look well today. And this person goes running to a doctor to check, have a checkup. And sometimes it could be just that because it was very hot, the person was outside in the sun. So therefore his face looked red, and somebody saw him and said that you don't look well today. So this person also, shaitan whispers in his ears, yes, definitely you don't look well. So he goes to the doctors for a checkup. That means we are so concerned, and there is nothing wrong with that. Our physical bodies must be maintained in good health. It is the hukam of Allah Ta'ala. But do we show even a fraction of that concern for our spiritual bodies, which will continue even after our death? They will be with us. When we leave this world, they will come with us. In this world, whatever we accumulate, we do not take with us. Even on a small journey that we undertake, we leave behind 90% of our stuffs at home. Our properties we can't take with. All our wealth we can't take with. And when we are going to go into the qabr, then just our kafan we will go with. But this heart which will come with us, the spirituality of it, then do we even show a fraction of that concern for that heart? So this surah Zilzal, when this ayat comes, Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, one person was walking past and he was reading surah Zilzal. Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh said, enough, enough. You have gone to the limit of nasihat to me, that even my minutest deed, I will see it on the day of Qiyamah. Even if it is an atom weight of good deed or bad deed, I will see it on the day of Qiyamah. He said, you have gone to the maximum length of nasihat. That means you don't require another waaz and another speech after just فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ زَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ. He says, now after that, you don't require another long speech. That is sufficient. Now, is it sufficient for us? If only the Muslim Ummah takes this verse to heart and makes amends, turns towards Allah, makes sincere tawbah and istighfar from sins, and then makes dua, then just see the effect of those duas after that. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of making amal. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala remove the difficulties and the trials and the problems that the entire ummah is facing in the world. And may Allah ta'ala assist and help the mujahideen of Islam wherever they are, especially Palestine, Kashmir, Chechnya, Bosnia, and particularly Afghanistan.